Ugh. I just had a job interview, and because of the snow that is causing chaos in Southampton, they decided to do it over the phone instead of in person. Which kind of, when you find out 2 hours before your interview under that, kind of throws you off a little bit. And especially as I had to do a presentation, and I have never done a presentation over the phone before. And yeah, it was really challenging to do an interview over the phone. I guess it'll be kind of similar for, you'd think it would kind of be similar for visually impaired people, but it would be like just doing an interview over the phone, but it's really different. It's kind of, it's so difficult to explain how passionate you are about something and how enthusiastic you are about something just using your voice and without any gestures or facial expressions that I would naturally give. And the truth is, I'm passionate about the job I've applied for. I really, really want it, but I just really feel like I failed to do that in an interview, that I kind of failed to get that across in an audio way. So yeah, as I mentioned, it's snowing in Southampton. None of the buses are running. Taxi services are even disrupted. Don't know about the trains, don't care about the trains, but yeah. Oh, and my guide dog absolutely hates the snow. There are guide dogs out there that love snow. Mine is not one of them. He won't even do a wee at the moment. He's not done a wee since about 11 o'clock last night. And he's just refusing. So that's nice. So yeah. Job interview. Car crash. Oops. Also, I was so nervous before my interview and during it. When it came to actually delivering my presentation, I almost couldn't speak because I couldn't breathe. So I was talking really, really, really fast, really, really, really fast, and getting it all out. So my presentation was like half the length it was supposed to be. And I was kind of, there was this kind of big, as I was kind of gasping for air. I'm sure it wasn't quite that bad, but it would have been bad. So yeah, first interview in 2 years, rubbish.